Without him, I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Amen. If we don't have God, if we don't have the power of God at work in our life, then nothing of eternal significance is ever going to happen in our life if we do not have the Lord in our life. John chapter 15, it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman or the caretaker of the vineyard. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you're clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. The songwriter that wrote that song read John chapter 15 and verse number 5, and from that wrote that song, without him, I can do nothing. Amen. And we know that there are a lot of people that have accomplished some big things and great things in their life, and they have done it in their own natural ability that God just, that they were born with, natural gifts. There are leaders, there are scientists, there are all kinds of people inventors and all kinds of people who have natural abilities to do things and have accomplished a lot in this world. So we know without Christ you can do some things, but this verse is talking about things that have eternal significance. Things that have eternal, without him, you can do nothing that really is going to matter for time and eternity. So when we look at John chapter 15 and other places in the New Testament, it's a reminder to us that Jesus is talking to us about things that really matter, things that have eternal weight, eternal significance. You know, there's a lot of things you can accomplish in the world, but all of those things in the world are going to pass away. Even the most powerful people, even the most wealthy people, everything is passing away. The most important thing is what you do for Christ, and we're powerless to do it without him. Without him, we can't do anything that really makes any eternal difference. It says, without him, we're a failure. We would surely fail. We're powerless to do anything that would have any impact on eternity. And that's something that all of us should be concerned about. That's something that should weigh heavily upon our minds, on our hearts. What can I do that can make a difference in eternity? You know, when you give to a missionary, that has the potential of doing something for eternity's sake. Amen. Your prayers that are prayed can make a difference in someone's eternity. It can make a difference. So actually, without him, we are helpless. Another part of that song says, like a ship without a sail. A ship without a sail is just dead in the water. It goes nowhere. It accomplishes nothing. It can't do anything. It's just dead in the water. A ship without a sail. But without Christ and without the power of his Spirit in our life, we are helpless. One of my favorite people that I love to hear on the radio is Johnny Erickson Tata. She has been paralyzed in a wheelchair since she was just a teenager, 18, 19 years old. All of her life, she has been dependent. All of her life, she has been helpless. And that's why the things that she does has such an impact on people. Whenever she speaks and or write, her books are powerful messages. And any message that you watch of her speaking, for instance, on YouTube, you can see a lot of them. Any message that you hear from Johnny, you can tell it is something that is coming from a person who is absolutely dependent upon God. And because of that, it makes an eternal impact upon your life. Even her singing, most people that are in her condition can't get enough air to even sing. But somehow she does, and she sings and sings beautifully. And when you hear that, it makes an impact upon your heart and your spirit, because you know that she is absolutely dependent upon God. She lives a life of dependence. She can't do anything for herself. Very little can she do for herself. She has people who help her bathe, people who dress her, people that put her to bed, people that provide for her, feed her. She is absolutely dependent. So without Jesus, all of us are in that same predicament. Spiritually, we're paralyzed. We can't do anything that's going to make any difference in the kingdom of God. You can try. You can do your best. But if you don't have the touch of God and the Spirit of God and the help of God, you're not going to do anything that's going to make any difference for eternity. And that's what it's all about. That's why we do what we do, because we want to make a difference. And so Johnny Erickson taught us life is a life of absolute dependence. And all of us need to do what we do for God and for the kingdom, dependent upon the Lord. It's a bad thing. It's a sad thing to be self-sufficient, to think you can do it, think you've got the ability, you've got the talent, you've got the strength, you're able to do it. The most wonderful place you can be in is a place where you're absolutely dependent. And you pray that kind of a prayer often. Lord, I can't do it. I can't do this day. I can't face this week. I can't do what you've asked me to do. I can't fulfill your call. I can't do the things that you want me to do unless you come and empower me. Jesus said, if you're not tied into the vine, if you're not connected with Christ and drawing from that wonderful source of Jesus Christ and his presence and his power, then you can't do anything. Without me, you can do nothing. Nothing that really is going to make a difference at all. So without Christ, spiritually, we're paralyzed, and that's okay. That's a good place to be. Absolutely dependent upon the Lord. So whether you sing or testify or witness or whatever your calling might be or your ministry might be, and we all need a ministry, we can't do it without him. We've got to have him to be able to do it. Romans 7 and 18, it says, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. This is the Apostle Paul speaking here. No good thing in me. No good thing dwells in me. For the will is present with me. So I have a desire, but I have no natural ability to do anything that's going to make a difference. How to perform that which is good, I find not. I don't know how to do it. It is only through Christ. Why do you think that Jesus at his ascension told the disciples, go to Jerusalem, wait there until you are endued with power? Because he knew that that group of disciples, they wanted to follow the will of God and do what God wanted them to do, but he knew they didn't have the power to do it. They didn't have the ability to do it. So he said, go to Jerusalem, wait until you're endued with power from on high, and then we know the rest of the story. The church was born. The Spirit was poured out. And Peter stood up and preached, and 3,000 were saved. That was a miracle. That wasn't Peter's preaching ability. That was a divine enablement that came to him to be able to do the will of God. The church was born, and the book of Acts is the story of common, ordinary people who were just dependent upon the Lord. Go wait in Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high. And so from that, we all conclude that the work that was to be done, the birth of the church and the outpouring of the Spirit, it had to be done by the power of Christ in their lives. Amen. So you may feel like, I really want to do something for the Lord. I really want to make a difference in the lives of people. I want to minister to people and help people. Well, here's the bad news. You don't know how, and you can't do it. Here's the good news. Everything you need, He has provided for you to do His will. He'll empower you. Naturally, you can't get it done, but by the power of the Spirit, you can do it. You can do it if you'll put your trust in the Lord. Call upon the Lord. I've been I do this every few years. I'll take another look at Jim Cimbala's book, Fresh Wind, Fresh Fire. If you've got it, get it out and reread it. At least the first part of that book, because he talks about a church with hardly no people, no money, buildings falling apart, and he doesn't know what to do. He goes away on a little trip to pray, to call on the Lord, and the Lord revives in him and tells him what to do. So he goes back and starts a Tuesday night. It still goes on until to this day, a Tuesday night prayer meeting at the church. The prayer meeting was small, but gradually it began to grow. And as the church learned to trust in the Lord, to learn to be dependent upon God, then the Lord began to pour out His Spirit and to save the lost. Praise God. Without Him, we can do nothing. Without Him, we're going to fail. But with Him, by the power of the Spirit of God, there's a lot of things that can be accomplished that can really make a difference for eternity's sake. And that's what we should be most concerned about. Amen. Making a mark, doing a work, doing something that will touch the lives of people. Amen. For me, it's been 40 years of preaching and pastoring. It's a long time. And if someone said to me, well, what all have you learned in those 40 years? You ought to know all about it, and you ought to know how to get the job done. My answer is, I need help from the Lord. After 40 years, I can't do it. I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to approach the work of the Lord except by the power of the Spirit of God. And as we all are dependent, completely dependent, Lord, we need You in our worship. We need You in our prayer. We need You in our preaching. We need You, Lord, in everything that we attempt to do, Lord. We need You. We are dependent upon You. Then we can see some things happen for eternity's sake. Amen. So we have to admit before the Lord, Lord, without You, I'm nothing. I can't do Sunday school. I can't do kids' ministry. I can't do outreach. I can't do anything, Lord, unless You equip me and empower me and anoint me to do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Without Him, I can do nothing. Without Him, I'd surely fail. Without Him, I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Amen. Amen. That's you and me. That's the church of Jesus Christ. Without the Spirit, without the touch of God. John 15 just says, tie into the vine, get attached to the vine, and draw from that wonderful source, the Lord Jesus Christ, and do His will. Praise God. Father, thank You, Lord, that You can speak to us. Lord, even though that we are weak, even though we are incapable, Lord, we know that we must trust in You and lean upon You. Nothing, Lord, that can really have any real eternal impact can happen unless we are dependent upon you, Lord. So I just pray, Lord, that you'd stir up in our hearts, Lord, and refresh in our hearts a desire and a dependence upon you, that we would begin to live every day of our life, trusting you, Lord, to provide and to strengthen us to do what you want us to do, and that with the assurance that you're going to equip us and empower us to do that work. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the truth of your word here tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, could you stand with me, everybody? Praise the Lord. Amen. Would you be in prayer for this Friday night effort? Be in prayer for the Sunday.